Well, first we want to say we are not surprised by what the utterances of His Majesty. It shows that he is suffering from denialism. We live in a global village. It is not possible to keep hiding the shenanigans of His Majesty. So we believe that he is denying the reality that he is the cause of the main problem that continues to paint this country negatively out there by refusing to democratize, respect human rights, respect the rule of law. These are the things that just cascade negatively for the country out there.
Some of your supporters have expressed concern that the latest pronouncement of the king could mean that permits for demonstrations would be denied. Security agencies could use force to prevent demonstrations, among other things. What are you going to do about this latest development and concerns being expressed by your own supporters?
Definitely, I would agree with anybody who says His Majesty is taking a more tougher stance on demonstrations, on dissidents, as he calls us. I think going forward for us, first and foremost, we will continue to do our best to mobilize Swazis to continue protesting. But I think we are making a call because these utterances are educative enough for the world to see what type of a leader and leadership is in Swaziland. To do more to hold His Majesty accountable on human rights, on rule of law, and of course, respecting a lot of these international yardsticks to which Swaziland is a signatory to. Because in our view, His Majesty will continue to posture so bad as he does if many governments in the world continue to treat him with white gloves, continue to trade with Swaziland without taking good look at the human rights record of Swaziland, because there are no consequences on the part of His Majesty for all these atrocities that he continues to subject to us on the ground.
The king says your group and other pro-democracy groups in the kingdom are to blame for depriving the nation of key benefits that could contribute significantly to both sustainable development and social welfare programs in the kingdom. What do you say to that?
Surely, it's a flawed. It's a flawed analysis. It's a flawed position on the part of His Majesty. He is the one whose government has not honored the 5 benchmarks required by AGOA in trading with the U.S. government, which has led, for instance, as we speak, to 17,000 Swazis losing their job. It is His Majesty who has been behind that. It is His Majesty who has been detaining, arresting, for instance, Mario Masuku, the president of PUDEMO, Maxwell Dlamini, the secretary general, Thulani Maseko, the human rights lawyer, Peggy Makhubu, who is serving 2 years behind bars. He is king who arrested these people last year in May. It's not the pro-democracy forces. It's not the pro-democracy forces who are corrupt. They in who are squandering, at least even according to their own admission, nothing less than 80 million per month in an economy so small. All these are misdoings of His Majesty. So he cannot shift blame, and he can't play a babe game. He has to sober up and get old and face the reality of democratizing this country and allowing it to flourish and be one of the prosperous countries in Africa as it should.
The question then becomes, with such stiff opposition coming from the government, what are the prospects of your agenda, which is to transform or bring some radical reforms or ensure that Swaziland becomes a democracy?
In fact, for us, it's an encouragement. It encourages us to see His Majesty digging his own grave so fast, because his utterances and the behavior of his government is enough to educate every Swazi who continues to refuse to face the reality that our future under His Majesty's leadership, under this political system, means doom and gloom for the ordinary masses of our country. The leadership of this country continues to squander resources. The leadership of this country refuses to listen to the socio-economic demands of the people. And what the government, through His Majesty, keeps saying for us is good political education for ordinary Swazis who may still be doubting or even refusing to look at things as they are. So we believe it is slowly but surely pushing Swazis too much. And we believe that as he continues to do so, he is making our call and our work. He's speeding it up. He's giving a recipe for change.